Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ah, you've been so good to me. Lord, I thank you. That is Martino Malembe, all the way in Natala. And he always tunes in to listen to us. And I believe that he's online right now. He's always online whenever he can. Not always. I won't say always, but I will say whenever he can, he's online, tuned in, listening to us. And this man is a professionalness. He's a nurse by profession, like professional sister, nursing sister. And that is Sir Martino Malembe. Before it was Ronnie L. You are good. And the Lord has been so good in 2024. The Lord has been so faithful. And we're saying thank you. We're talking about Thanksgiving and the faithfulness of God with Pastor Miriam Mashego. She's on the line. Maruti, hello.
Hello, my darling. How are you doing? Are you well?
I am good. The year is just about to say goodbye to us.
I tell you, hey, the 11th of December, 2024.
What?
Isn't that awesome?
What I love is that the year will say goodbye, but we will remain. Yeah, let the year
go.
Yeah.
Let the year pass, because, hey, it has dealt with us in different ways, eh? But we've come out strong, because looking back, we still say God has been good.
Yeah.
God has been faithful, you know?
Yeah.
So I think most of us now, we look back and we reflect, what have I done this year? What has God done in my life, and how did he navigate my life and my family from Jan up until December? Because we actually trust in him. You know, I remember in the beginning, at the beginning of the year, when we're doing, so we normally do vision boards with my daughters. Whilst we're doing that, and I said, God, I'm actually praying for a scripture that will carry us for year 2024. And God gave me Proverbs 3, and trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not in your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him. And I think I hold that scripture so dearly in my heart, because what he was assuring me is that you must trust in me in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And things might not work your own way. That's why in all your ways acknowledge me, and lean not in your own understanding, because you must remember, Spongile, our understanding is limited, and we cannot think above and beyond. We cannot see tomorrow. We cannot envisage what God is able to do. And I like his scripture that says his thoughts are higher, you know, Isaiah 55. His thoughts and ways are higher above everything, just like the heavens are above the earth. You know, his thoughts are as high as that. That we must trust in him, and realizing and getting to understand that he's a faithful God. You know, 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. You know, and for me, faithfulness, Ibuaka, it talks more about being reliable, being trustworthy and loyal. You know, it describes, if you're talking about a person who is faithful, it describes somebody who remains steadfast in their commitments and promises, regardless of circumstances, you know. So God himself, God's faithfulness means that he is consistently true to his character, to his promises, and his covenant with his people. Whatever he has trusted, whatever he has commanded, whatever his promises, whatever he's promised us as his children. You know, I think somebody made a very beautiful example by saying, we must remain children.
Yeah.
You know, with God, we must always remain children. And he will, and we must perceive him as a father always. So I don't remember the relationship that I had with my father, because he passed on when I was 12. But I remember one incident when I was in primary school, that my father will always keep his promise. He was never there. He was never there because he had businesses everywhere, and he was a polygamist, and he had so many wives, and half of the time he had to visit his other homes. But what I like about him is that whenever I ask him something that pertains to my schooling,
yeah,
and I would say this is what they needed in school,
yeah,
he will always make sure that he provides,
yeah,
without fail.
Yeah.
And I remember when God re-emphasized, when I now started, because I knew my father as my father, and my father used to say he was our God. So where I grew up, and I know you know my story because we've been walking this journey for so long, that my father was a traditionalist. He was never a Christian. So he would say, I'm your God because I provide everything. So we would trust him like that, because I never knew anything about God until my father passed on,
yeah,
you know, and my mother decided, oh no, now we are going to take the Christian journey. But then my relationship with God started at the very late age of my life. I think it was after my first divorce, when I started going to church and now cultivating the relationship with God, and then, you know, making a decision that I just want to get to know this God. I remember this one time, my neighbor, he's friends with most taxi drivers, so they like to come to his house and play music so loud. This one guy came, and I was at home in my shower, and I was taking a shower, and that day when I was building my relationship and I was drawing close to God, I like the Bible, the verse that says when we draw close to God, he draws close to us. You know, yeah, and I was not sure of how the Holy Spirit would speak and minister to me. And I was taking a shower, and this guy came to see my neighbor, and he was playing his music very loud, and he was playing that day a Sengiwe Mhlaba's song, Ujesu Uyalalela. And he kept, and I think it was on repeat. And I'm showering, but the sound was very loud, very loud. They played the music loud, you know, taxi owners and drivers. So the music was so loud that he was playing this song, and it was on repeat. And I remember Shemi was singing, and he was saying, Ujesu ulalela, aphendule umkhuleko. Let her go and get Ujesu umkhuleko. But there's where the lyrics where he says, Kodwa aphendule.
Yes,
and she repeatedly says that. Aphendule ebusuku, aphendule emini, aphendule abantu balele, but aphendule.
Yeah.
And this guy was playing that. And as I was taking my shower, I remember the first time I heard the Holy Spirit speaking to me, and he said, can you hear that song? That this song is about faith and trust in God. I want you to have this kind of a faith.
Yeah.
Where you know and you know and you know. Because Senua is convinced that we are pendulum.
It doesn't matter when, how.
It doesn't not matter when, how, what time of the day. God said to me, I want you to have this kind of a faith. And then he continued saying, the faith that you had on your father, when you knew that he was going, he would do it. Whether it means on the 11th hour, whether whatever, but your father would do it.
Yeah.
I want you to have this kind of trust and faith in me. Because we are now building this relationship. And ever since that day, Spomile, I was never the same. I knew that I had, because I never had a relationship. And I think at that time, I was 30-something, right? 20 years down the line after my father passed, the Holy Spirit reminded me that I want you to have the faith, the same faith that you had the faith towards your father.
Yes, yes.
Because you knew that your father will come through for you. And I think in my mind, I knew that my father had money somewhere. And whenever there was something, there was a need at school, the
money would come out. Yeah.
The money would come.
Yeah. Well,
the money would come. I don't know how.
Yeah.
If they wanted money for school fees, the money would come. If they wanted money for a school trip, the money would come. If they wanted money to even at school, sometimes when they wanted to do some maintenance issues, because my father had shops and businesses, they would go to my father and the money would come, and they would announce it in, at assembly that, oh, we got the money to maintain the toilet from Mashiko's family, and everybody would applaud, even though I did not understand at that time what being rich or wealthy men. Mm. I did not understand anything at that time. Mm. But the people would applaud and say, wow, your father did this. And God reminded me that I want you to have the same faith that you had towards your father. Even though you did not have a relationship with him and you hardly saw him, but you knew that your father will come through. Even the principal of the school knew that if there was a maintenance issue at school and they needed money, they would go to your father and your father will give them. I want you to treat me like your father, even though you don't see me. Yeah. And I think cultivating that relationship for me brought so much change in my life, because I started believing that God is faithful, you know, because the Second Timothy 3:12-13 says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. So why do we say God is faithful? We say that God is faithful because he consistently fulfills his promises and remains true to his nature. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You know, his faithfulness is demonstrated in his action and his actions and his unwavering presence in our lives and in the lives of every believer. The question is, do you even believe? When you say you trust in God,
do you
do you believe, Swamete? Or you're just saying it, or you're just relating scriptures or reciting scriptures because you are excited. You were taught Psalm 23. You don't know its meaning, but you were taught about it. Now you can recite it like a recitation. I mean, we know small children, they normally recite Psalms. But they don't know the meaning to it. Do you, as Bongile, do you believe in those? Because when you believe, and I believe, then we will see wonders in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, and the Bible says in Hebrews, it is impossible to please God without faith. And faith is believing that he is able to do that which is able, trusting in him. That God can do it. Because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than we could ever think, dream, or imagine. He is able. I have so many testimonies for 2024 when I look back in his goodness and what he's done in my life and my children's lives. I can count my blessings one by one, and I'm in awe. I'm speechless. After our conversation yesterday, I started writing things that God has done in 2024 and what God has not done and doors that he has closed and not opened. And I look back and I know it was actually for a purpose, because the Bible says all things work together for good. So whether he does it or not, whether he answers or not, it is for a purpose, and we must get to a point where we actually believe, Hore, even if he did not answer, it was for my good. Because some doors would lead us astray. Some doors will lead us to hell. Some people, some relations that we want so much can lead us astray. Some men that we envy and we look at it like, wow, I wish, will lead us to hell. Or will frustrate us. You know, so we must look back and give thanks. For I'm here. There are so many people that were so close to my heart that have passed on. But I'm still here. And this means there's a purpose for my life. God is not done with me. God is still has things to do in my life if I remain in him and he remains in me. And I always remember that he's the vine and I'm the branch. And I can, you know, I like this verse that in John, where he says, I'm the vine and you are the branch. And always remember, you can do nothing without me.
You know,
knowing that. I mean, knowing that, well, I can do nothing without him. That on its own cripples me.
Sure. You know, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking of the song, I think it was done by Lionel Harris, "Give Me a Childlike Faith to Trust in You." And how many of us can look back into 2024 and lift up our hands in thanksgiving and say, "Lord, we have trusted you." It didn't happen, like you said. It didn't happen, but we're still trusting you. We're still standing, Lord. Give us a faith-like child. And so I wonder how many of us can do that. I wonder how many of us can just stand and do that. But what's the importance of giving thanks? I was looking at, and I was asking myself, I thought, you know, it's easier if you're a parent and you have a child who can talk, who can respond with words and say, "Thanks, Mom." Then you know that, oh, your child is so grateful. And I was like, but now if you don't have a child who can talk, but I looked at my own situation as well. And as I was looking at my own situation, I realized my son does give thanks. In his sound, if you have prepared something which is delicious, the sound he's going to make that says thank you, oh, this is so delicious, the eyes, the kind of eyes he's going to look at you through. And I realized, even if somebody cannot talk, they are able to give thanks.
It is important.
And I was wondering, how would it feel like for a parent to always give, to always be there, protect, fetch, do all of that without a thanks. And so I was like, but what's the importance of giving thanks?
Remember the in the Bible, there's a scripture where he healed the people, the men, and I think 10, and only one came back to give thanks. You know, to say thank you and acknowledging. It is important. I like the analogy that you are giving about your son who cannot speak, but he's able to express himself. And that gives you joy that I must do more, because you are appreciating and you are saying, I am aware of what you are doing. I see you, because everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be acknowledged. Even for our children, we do things. And sometimes when they don't say, sometimes I know that I have an allowance that I give to my daughter because she's still at varsity. And sometimes I would send money and she doesn't say thank you. And I'm like, this girl, you know what, next time she asks something, I'm not going to respond, you know. It's always good to come back and say thank you, because it shows that you are human. It shows that you are appreciative. It shows that you are acknowledging that one's input and contribution in your life. It shows that you give honor where honor is due. You know, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you've been saved, say so. If God has been good to you, say so. Because it's a testimony. You know, because that's the only thing, and sometimes it's the only thing that can prove that God exists. Our testimony is that when we come back and we give thanks, and people hear us exalting God and praising God and worshiping God and giving him thanks, that, oh, if God was able to do it for Sponida, then he can do it for me. Because our testimonies, they carry volumes. And that's the only way to overcome the devil, and saying to the devil, you thought you had me. You thought you got me in that little corner. But look at what God has done in my life. You know, Psalm 71 says, my life is an example. David says, my life is an example to many. You look back and say, look at where God has taken me from, where I'm at. You know, I'm also reminded of, you know my story. You know, there was a time 3 years ago when I did not have enough money for my daughter to for varsity. I had money for registration, but it was going to be a struggle to pay the monthly installment towards her tuition fee. Mm. And one morning I was praying on the threshing floor, and the Lord said, go to social media. You have a platform where you minister. Ask people for help. Mm. You know, I went to social media and I asked people for bursaries. And I remember some people coming back and saying, yeah, how dare you ask now? And some people saying, you say you trust in God. How dare you come and ask from the people? There were people who reprimanded me. Mm. There are people who ridiculed me. Mm. There are people who came and say, I wish you came in a little bit earlier. Mm. I know people who can give you bursaries. But there was a lady who came and said, my husband works with bursaries. Mm. Give me your daughter's details. And I did that, and I submitted everything, and she got a sponsorship, and she was paid for her studies up until this year, where she's completed with a distinction.
Wow.
I'm giving this testimony because God is good. She's finished her degree in record time, 3 years, information management, because of God. And nobody else. And people like you and me that are willing to be used as vessels for God, when God says, answer to this prayer, answer to this demand, meet this need. Because the Bible says when we entertain people, we don't know that we are entertaining angels. You know, and so when God nudges you to do something, to give, to become a giver to somebody else, to meet a need, to be there, to meet a need here and there for somebody else's life. Because when we give, the Bible says we are storing treasures in heaven. You know, as much as you know my story, that by the father refused to maintain this child. But I look back now and I said, she just completed her degree with a distinction. So it tells you that it is not men who gives us money to maintain and sustain our lives and our children's lives. It is God. I would have been bitter and chased my husband and asking him for money. I decided not to go to maintenance court. I decided to trust in God and say, you know what, let God be God. And look at where we are at now. I look back and I thank God that he's always, he said he will never leave us nor forsake us, for neither. And he's been faithful.
He's been faithful.
Because he is a faithful God.
Wow.
So we give thanks because we recognize and realize that he's unwavering in his promises. He's always there, always giving, always supporting, always watching. The Bible says his eyes are watching through and for to all the righteous, that we may fall 7 times, but we stand up again as long as we believe and trust in him that he is for us. God is faithful. Sure. I can state so many examples. I wanted to go to Uganda, and I depended on my bonus, and my boss decided I'm not going to get bonus. And I thought, oh my God, God, I wanted to actually go to Uganda to support Umam Stole with her ministry. And I, because God knows the desires of our heart,
right,
he made it a point that he opened doors for me to minister in so many platforms that every love offering that I received ensured that I actually paid for my trip to Uganda. And I went to Uganda. You know, so God is faithful.
Look at
my
God.
For me. I don't know what to say.
Right.
I don't know. But we need to be disciplined. Again, we also need to be. I could have taken that love offering and spent it on something else. Well, understand. But because I had a vision board and I knew what I wanted for 2024, and I took my vision board to God, and I said, God, this is my desire for 2024, but you know what is best for me. Whatever it is that is in line with your plans for my life in 2024, may it come to pass.
Right.
And guess what? God made it a point that everything that was in his book, in his plans
for my life in 2024 came to pass.
Okay. So we give glory to that.
We give glory unto the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We're just about to say goodbye to the year 2024, but we remain. The year is just about to wave us goodbye. And we are reflecting and looking at the goodness of God and giving thanks unto him, talking about his faithfulness. And so, family, I'm not quite sure where you at in your space, what's happening, and do you even feel like one who should be giving thanks. But we are going to come back with Pastor Miriam Mashego. Let's take a break. And we are still saying we are talking about and giving thanks unto the Lord and His faithfulness throughout the year. In the background.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
You are on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And this is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. Gave you the sound of Colin Kwango and the song Thank You, Jesus, as we are talking Thanksgiving and God's faithfulness. And I see Grace Maoka saying, Amen, Hallelujah. Kwanele Masuku listening all the way from Zimbabwe saying, Thank you. Kwanele is thanking us, Muruti.
Zimbabwe, that's beautiful.
And Muruti, if a family member says, This year hasn't been so good to me, I don't know if I should even give thanks, if I have any reason to give thanks, what do we say to that?
I'm being reminded of the scripture in First Thessalonians 5:16-18, which reads, I'm paraphrasing, rejoice always, pray continually, giving thanks in all circumstances and situations, but this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Giving thanks in all circumstances, you know, always rejoicing. I think when they're talking about rejoice always, it's a command that encourages believers to maintain the spirit of joy in all situations, not just during good times, trusting God that even when we are in the valley, He is with us. Mm-hmm. You know, I like what David was saying in Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. It means there would be times in our life when we go through the valley, but there would be times where we are at the mountaintop. So when we go through the valley, in our trials and tribulations, we still trust that He is with us, and we still give thanks because we are alive. We are not dead. We're going through. We're not staying in the valley. We're not staying in our trials and tribulations. We are going through. And David is saying, even though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, it might look like you're going to die. It is a shadow of death. Yeah, it's not death. It's a shadow. But you're going through. So, yes, you might be in the valley now, but you're going through. Believe it, declare it, and be optimistic and trust in God in all situations, knowing that this season is going to pass. We just went through winter. Some of us did not have jerseys or did not have cars or did not have enough clothing, but we went through the winter. We are in summer now, and we are rejoicing. So it is a season. The Bible says there is a season and a time for all situations in our lives. There's a time to rejoice, and there's a time to cry. There's a time to be born, and then there is a season, and a phase. So when you are in the valley, I'm in the mountaintop, guess what? This season is not going to last. You are going to, I am, as much as I'm in the mountaintop, there would be a time when I'm in the valley again. The question is, what do I do with my relationship with God, with my journey with God, with my trust in God, with my reliance on God, with the God's promises, knowing that He's forever with me.
Yeah.
He said, I will never leave you, nor
forsake you.
Yeah. I will walk with you. Look at what He did to the children of Israel. They were in Egypt for 400 years. But one day, He remembered. He heard their cries. So even if when you are in Egypt, when you are in your valley, you do cry to Him, He will remember.
Mm-hmm.
He will remember. And I pray that whoever is in the valley now, God will remember your tears and your cries and your declaration and your trust in Him and your journey and His promises and what you and what you prophesy. He says to Ezekiel, can these dry bones
live again?
Prophesy. When you're in the valley, when when you are walking in the dry bones and everything around you is dry, like it will never be resurrected, what do you say? He says to Ezekiel, prophesy. Why did he say prophesy? Because life and death is in the power of your tongue.
Yes.
What do you say when every situation is dead around you? Then you are jobless, you are friendless, you are relationshipless, there's no situation that works in your... What do you say? Because life and death, if you declare death with your tongue, it shall come to pass. The Bible says we will eat the fruits of what comes out
of our tongue.
Life and death is in the power of your tongue. What do you say? So I want to encourage somebody who is in the valley, declare life, prophesy that the dry bones will live again. And then the Bible says, as Ezekiel now heard the Lord and trusted in Him, the bones started shaking. There was a noise. You know, bones going to the bones and veins going, attaching to them. You know. So you you determine how long you want to stay in the valley.
It's upon you.
By what you prophesy.
Okay.
By what you are saying.
Okay. Okay.
Do you trust God? Do you have faith in God? Do you see God as being the supreme, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the omniscient, the powerful God, God Almighty, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ever dream, think, or imagine. He said to Abraham, what do you see? What do you see? What do you see when you are in the valley? What do you see? Because he says, whatever it is that you see, you are able to reach. And I'm asking somebody who's in the valley now, what do you see?
Yeah.
When you look, prophesy. Prophesy. We think of Ruth and Naomi. Naomi said, I'm not going to sit here. Yes, my situation has changed. I don't have anything. It's dry here. I'm in Mara and it's dry. But I'm going to go back to the God that I know. I'm going back. I'm not going to stay in such an infertile situation. I'm not going to stay in this situation where there's nothing, where there's no food, when it's just poverty in the dry land. I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to go back. So you need to see your circumstances and stand up, child of God, and declare. Because when you are silent, the devil has got you where he wanted you.
Yeah.
But I want you to pull down every high thing that wants to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. What are God's promises? What is God saying about your situation? God says you are an heir, you are a child of the Most High God. He says your name is engraved
in the palm of His hand.
You are loved. You are the royal high priest. You are the heir. You are blessed. You are empowered to prosper. You can do all things through Christ, who gives you strength. It is not your strength that will take you out of the situation. It is through Christ, the strength that is in Christ. Mm-hmm. Without Christ, we are nothing. We can do nothing without Him. But through Him and in Him, we conquer and we declare. You can come out, because I remember the point, the times when I was in the valley, yeah. I did not stay silent. Don't allow the devil to silence you.
Yeah.
There was a time when I was unemployed for 25 months. I even contemplated prostitution.
Sure.
Because I needed money. I had two girls, two mouths to feed. But I continuously trusted in God and knowing that He will not go back to His way.
Mm.
His word will come alive.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says His word is a lamp unto our path, a light unto our journey. You know, so you must trust in God. His word is true. His word is alive. And He is alive and He's with us. And He walks with us in all situations. The question is, do you even believe that He's able to get you out of the bed?
Yeah.
I'm saying, do not be despondent. Don't lose courage.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the season, stand up and declare.
So when I find myself in that hole, how do I rescue? I don't think I can rescue myself. But how do I allow the Lord to rescue me, to take me out of that? Because it becomes a hole that you find swimming out of it or coming out of it might be hard, because you will need some step ladder. You will need, yeah. some assistance.
Praise your way out.
Yeah.
Worship your way out. Read the Bible, because the Bible will anchor you. Find prayer partners when you are weak. You know, I'm reminded of the time when Jesus Christ was on the cross. The Bible says there were women in His ministry that were with Him, right?
Mm.
He was, and I want you to, I'm painting this scenario because I want you to see it.
Mm.
I want you to see Jesus Christ on the cross, naked, and He's crucified, and He's bleeding, and He has no, and He's screaming, Eloi, Eloi. The Bible says the women that supported His ministry were standing by His wayside.
Mm.
They were standing there. They had no power to say anything, but they were standing there. And I believe that they were praying and interceding for Him. Find people that are going to pray and intercede for you whilst you are in the valley.
Mm.
We find ourselves at the crossroad where we feel that we are being crucified and we have no strength and we die to ourselves.
Mm.
But if we have prayer partners, if we go to church, you can't isolate yourself when you are in the valley, because the devil will speak ill.
Mm.
In your head, and you will believe his lies. But God, the Bible reminds me that God did not give us a spirit of fear. When we have fear, it means we lose sight of faith.
Mm.
And we believe all these voices that are speaking in our head. But the Bible reminds me that in 2 Timothy 1:7, but God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. God has given you a spirit of love. God has given you a spirit of power. God has given you a spirit of sound mind.
Right.
Fear is not for God, from God. Doubt is not from God.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety is not from God. God says, trust in me in all situations. Pray, declare, and rejoice. Why? Because we trust God that our situations are not permanent.
Mm.
No situation is permanent, Bongile. No situation that exists is permanent.
Yeah.
Everything is temporary.
Mm.
It's all gonna change.
Yeah.
But you then, you are the driver. Stand up, because God has given you power.
Yeah.
You have power in your mouth to declare things. You will be defeated if you don't know your stance.
Yeah.
If you don't know that you're an ambassador. If you don't know that, I mean, even the prodigal son, when he lost everything, he remembered.
Uh-huh,
the Bible says he came to his senses and he said, I'm going to go back to my father.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because I know my father is rich.
Mm.
I might be here eating with the pigs, but I have a father who's got everything.
Mm.
So who's your father? Who's boss here?
Mm.
So I'm encouraging you. Remember who your father is.
Uh-huh.
He's rich. He owns everything. He owns the animal. He owns everything.
Mm.
The Bible says the earth is the Lord
and everything
in
it.
The world,
yes.
And all its people.
Uh-huh.
Everything belongs to Him.
Uh-huh.
That's why our trust should be in Him.
Mm.
And when you want something, you go to Him.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And he then nudges and asks his children to help you. When I was unemployed, I would go to him and say, I don't have bread in my family.
Yeah.
I don't have bread and I don't have tea bags. And he will send his children, and his children will come to me and say, God says.
Yeah.
God says.
Yeah.
I remember going to church on Sundays, and I was saying, thinking to myself, I don't even have money for bread.
Mm.
And during the service, in a church where there's more than 1,000 people at one service, I was crying and saying, God, I am so hungry. If only I could get just that money for bread. You have 1,000 children in this church right now. Speak to one of them.
Mm.
And as we left the sanctuary, going to my car, I got to my car, one lady came to the window and knocked and said, Pastor Miriam, can I see you? Bongi and Garabo were in the car.
Uh-huh.
And I got out. He said, I'm ashamed to even give you this money whilst you are inside the car with your children. Whilst we were worshiping, God said, I must give you this 50 rand for bread.
Mm.
And that's what I prayed for when I left home.
Mm.
She said, I'm ashamed. Looking at you and how you are dressed up and how you show up and your outlook, that I don't think you need 50 rand.
Hmm.
But this is what God said I must give to you. And he said I must give you the 50 rand. It's for bread.
Hmm.
I did not respond to this woman. I wept.
Yes.
Because at that time, I needed just the bread.
Hmm.
You know, so we need
faithful
not
God.
Be greedy. What is your one need? What is your one need? Because he gave us our daily bread. What is your daily need?
Okay.
Not weekly or monthly.
Just your daily. Martino Malembe, Sir Martino Malembe, hello. I did mention to the family that he is tuned in Durban, Nochal. And he says, listening from Hillcrest, Durban, blessed by the word. Praise your way out. Okay, with some exclamation marks there. Yes, praise your way out. And when you start praising, when you start giving thanks, the heaviness upon you gets lifted. So,
amen.
Dade Muko, her very own Dade Ephraim Muko says, give thanks despite our challenges. Are we not alive? Are we not breathing? Despite the storms of life we find ourselves in, we always thank God. And he says, thank him for those storms because it might just be your repositioning. That is so awesome. Praise your way out.
Uh-huh.
Grace Mocha, amen. Hello to you. Praise your way out. And this is the time to do so. It's good to give thanks. It's good to give thanks. I think if you're a parent, you want to do more. When your son, your daughter says, thanks, mom. You just want to do more. You want to give more. You're like, okay, what's next? What does she need? And you fulfill that need. Let's do this and then just close with Pastor Miriam Mashego.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Mmm.
It's almost time for us to say goodbye with Pastor Miriam Mashego. And I see Susanna saying thank you for the word and encouragement. Auntie Susan. Hi, Auntie Susan. Thank you so much for that. And we are just all about giving thanks unto the Lord. There's so much that we have gone through in 2024 with the Lord. And through the Lord's help, look at where we at right now. We are able to stand and say thank you. I was saying earlier on, Muruti, that we have buried people that we never thought would even die this year. Some of our loved ones that we never thought they would die, but we found ourselves burying them, laying them to rest. But we are still alive ourselves. And that is reason enough to just give thanks unto the Lord and just praise Him. And one of the things, I think, when the Bible talks about the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, that are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, thanksgiving is one of them. Thanksgiving is one of them. I think it confuses even the enemy to say, how do you give thanks? Kanjani, are you crazy? Maybe you must be crazy. You must be crazy. How do you give thanks when you had to bury your loved ones? How do you give thanks?
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yes.
And
I think that's what the scripture means, that give thanks in all circumstances, in all situations.
So, Muruti, thank you so much for ministering unto the family today. May the Lord keep keeping you. And thank you for sharing your own journeys and testimonies that are exciting. You know, I just felt the excitement and the joy of the Lord in your voice, in all that you have been sharing with us. And we are grateful for that.
I tell you, yeah.
Faithful is
we have to acknowledge His faithfulness, and that we are nothing without Him, and He says that in His word, without me you can do nothing.
Yeah.
So we stay grounded in Him, because we realize that without Him we have no testimonies, and we will remain defeated. But Satan was defeated long time ago. He's a defeated foe, and he's a liar and a deceiver. So we must not even entertain his lies or his agents that he would send to us, and they talk down on us and they discourage us and they lie to us and they deceive us, telling that God is not faithful. God is faithful, and God is love. And the Bible says the one and only commandment that we need to do is to love God with all our hearts, body, and soul, and heart. And I think that is important, that we love God, because I found this scripture, I think 2 weeks ago when I was reading, Jesus was very intentional when he said the first commandment is to love God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. Because I found this scripture, 1 Corinthians 8:3. He says, but if anyone loves God, he is known by God. Can you imagine? If anyone loves God, he is known by God. God knows you. He is known by God. You are known by Him. He sees you. He knows what you go through. He knows what you need. He says, I know your need even before you start praying for those. I know them. That's why you must seek first my kingdom, and all these things will be given to you. What you're going to eat, how you're going to dress, your future will be given only if you seek me first.
Wow.
So let's learn to seek Him first. This thing works.
Yeah.
Christianity works. Christ works. God works.
The word works. The word works. Wow.
This is real.
Yeah. 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 Muruti.
Anyway.
Yeah. I love you so much. Thank you for ministering unto us. And thank you for this awesome moment ministering unto us. May the Lord like really bless you and pass our love and greetings to your daughters.
Thank you so much, my darling. I just want to say to you and to the listeners, remember 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always. Pray continually. So it means you pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all situations. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. When you are in Christ Jesus, you must always rejoice, always pray, and always give thanks in all situations. Mm-hmm. Whether you are in the valley or in the mountain, always give thanks to God. Why? Because that's what he wants you to do. It's God's will for you who are in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you, Ma. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
And that is Pastor Miriam Mashihu. And we thank God for the word, right? I feel so empowered, so encouraged. And I hope you do feel the same way too. If you'd like to be in contact with her, her WhatsApp number is 082-391-1318. 082-391-1318. Alternatively, she's Miriam Mashihu on all socials. Miriam Mashihu on all socials. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Next up is Germany, Yanni Pelsa with Perspective. But before him, we're crossing over to the news with Uamvina Drosseau and then connecting to Perspective. Enjoy the rest of our shows. Love you. Bye.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.